Welcome back to Mugs in the Morning, and it is our pleasure now in studio, Tina Marie Fernandez, founder and executive director of Hope Esperanza, is with us. And Tina Marie, thanks so much.
Yes, thank you for having me.
For coming in. And we get to chat a few minutes about the Community Health Fair that you have coming up. It's the fourth annual. You started this 3 years ago in 2022. And trying to add some new things every year, and looking forward to this. And it is coming up on Friday. Here we are, end of July, and time for the health fair, huh?
Yes, so it's really just a one-stop shop, July 25th, 3 to 8 p.m. This year we have a venue change. We'll be located out at Mid Plains Community College, the North Campus, out on Holligan Drive.
Okay.
We're coming together as the strong partners that we are, the five Great Plains Health, West Central District Health Department, Hope Esperanza, North Platte Public Schools, and People's Health. We bring together lots of other nonprofits that'll be out there providing information about the resources in the community. Mm-hmm. There'll be vaccines offered by West Central, health screenings by Great Plains, all of that is free, school registration done by the school, little activity cards if they're completed, kids will walk away with food and backpacks. Sustainable Beef will be out there grilling on the donated grill by First Interstate Bank. So a late lunch dinner will be provided for everyone.
Oh, wonderful.
There'll be lots of educational presentations, everything from Narcan to sunscreen safety, just lots of educational information.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've had a great turnout. Every year we learn a little bit about what's needed in the community, and we just continue to grow, and it's just beautiful. It's a beautiful opportunity of the entities, the health resources in the community is just coming mm-hmm. together and pouring into the community and making sure that kids are ready for school when school starts.
Mm-hmm.
It takes stress off the parents so that it's a one-stop shop. Get your kids registered for school, get everything mm-hmm. done, and they're ready to start the school year.
How did this come about? What was the thinking behind it back in 2022?
You know, in 2022, we looked around the community and we realized that there was a lot of non-English speakers in the community that were having trouble navigating, getting ready for school, especially the physicals.
Okay.
So it really started out as a minority health fair focused on the Hispanic community. And it was really small. We did it at West Central the first year and we provided language access. And it was just, a lot smaller and there was a lot of complications, but we realized mm-hmm. a whole lot of things. Like there was just kids in the community that were going to school that didn't even have a vaccine. So that was just a real eye opener of the need to continue to do this. And year after year, when we meet, we always do like a post community health fair of the resources of the community's resources that put it together. And we kind of look at the numbers and, you know, what the outcome was. And it's just an eye opener of the need to really do this every year because it does get our kids vaccinated. So the school doesn't have to track down parents and send home those letters to say, you know, you need to get vaccinated. It's just
right.
easier for the school. It's easier for the parents. You know, kids get their physical so that they can participate in sports. Yeah, it's just great. We did it as a kind of a one fix problem that turned into a wow, this really needs to continue. So.
Mm-hmm. And so now basically you're just inviting everyone. It's not necessarily totally focused on the Hispanic community. It's just everyone
correct.
Is welcome.
Mm-hmm. Actually, the second year we opened it up to everyone. So yep, come on down. We do focus on the underserved. You know. Those who have, you know, issues with getting access. We do have blood pressure checks this year as well. Adults can get their blood pressures checked as well. I think with, you know, the amount of cardiovascular issues in our life that we don't really realize that we're in hypertension, that's important as well.
For sure. The focus here is on safety education and a touch of fun, you say, and you're striving to learn, grow, and accomplish more together. I think it's great because it's a lot of different things, and you may just be, you know, focused on one or two things out of what you listed, but you have language access mm-hmm. for those that don't speak English. That is good. And transportation assistance, how does that work?
So we do have, I know the North Platte Transit has been listing that they'd be willing to pick up.
Okay.
And then for anyone else, especially those that have the language barrier, we can use the Hope pickup van to go around and pick up from house to house as well. So there's a couple different ways that families can get access to.
So they can either call North Platte Transit or Hope Esperanza and get a ride there. If you know, either people don't know how to get there or they just want.
And we realized moving it out to the college, it's a little bit further than, you know, walking distance of the high school. So we realized that could be a little bit of a barrier.
Sure.
The purpose of this is breaking down barriers, whether it be language, transportation, whatever it is. So breaking down barriers to health and, you know, access to education. So
then West Central Health Department providing the vaccinations, and that is something that's getting, I think we're getting that back and realizing that maybe during COVID we let that go a little bit, and we need to get back on track. And measles has been cropping up.
Right.
I know that's a thing too. So we need to make sure we get our kids vaccinated there. And physicals are a big thing too. A lot of kids involved in sports, but it's just good to have a physical too, because sometimes you get something crops up that you can attack right away and not have it become a bigger issue, right?
Right.
So that'd be a good thing. Blood pressure is always a good thing. Sometimes you don't think you have an issue with that, but then you find out, hey, maybe I need to get some medication or something to control it.
And then just the resources too, you know, as you walk around some of the resources that are at the fairs, I don't think even, you know, until I got into the nonprofit world, I didn't realize some of the resources that are just available to to families in the community, like L2 for Kids and the Red Cross, just getting to know more of what they do. There's just a lot of different resources out there. So as you walk around, they'll be out there, you know, promoting what they do. The LifeNet helicopter comes out each year and they land after the fair starts. So at 4:30, they'll be landing. So you get to watch them land.
Enjoy that.
They love it. I love it. You know, I'm a nurse in real life.
Like
I get to watch
too,
it, but it's great. But the importance of that is sometimes we associate helicopters, especially in our newcomer population, with not good things. And so helicopters, you know, they're life-saving. You know,
they fly
people out, and, you know, they get them help when they need it. So the team is great. You should have seen them last year. They let the kids get in the helicopter. They explained everything. They were very hands-on. You know, the ambulance is out there. The fire department has been out there. They have something going on this year. They might not make it, but I just spoke with Dennis Thompson. He's going to try to get out there. The police will be out there, and they'll be doing some on-hand training. It's great. Our, you know, first responders, they're just very connected to the community. They're very dedicated.
Yes,
and so
are.
To have them involved in the health fair is just, it's amazing.
A lot of nonprofit organizations out there with booths, information, and you may not need them right now, but it's always good to have that information handy in case something crops up and you say, oh, I remember I got some information on somebody that can help me out. And there's language access, so that'll be good. Safety education booths, engaging activities for youth and families. Such as, well, you mentioned some of that too. Is there going to be a seatbelt simulator?
Yeah, the State Patrol will be out with their seatbelt simulator, which is good for the kids, you know, to get on there and just kind of be jolted forward and show what it happens if you don't wear your seatbelt.
Any fire safety demonstrations?
I don't think so, just because they have something else going on during that time.
Okay. And then, you know, when you can get free lunch or dinner, however you want it, you know, between 3 and 8 p.m., when you know there's going to be some good stuff. Sandwiches provided, I'm
Well, Sustainable Beef's going to come out and grill some hamburgers and some hot dogs. And
wow.
We have some...
it's going to be good meat, you know that.
We have some Molina and Nebraska Total Care came behind to help us buy some snacks like chips and dental kits. And so, you know, it's really just a place to come and get everything that you need. And have
All
fun.
Right.
There'll be games.
All right. Again, to summarize, this Friday, 3 to 8 p.m. at the Mid Plains Community College North Campus on Halligan Drive. And you can call Transit to pick you up wherever you're at and get you out there. And, of course, they take you back, too. Or Hope Esperanza is providing rides, too.
Mm-hmm.
Both to and back home.
Yes.
Okay.
And if you've had your vaccines, bring your vaccine record.
Okay. So this is a great thing. Take advantage of it. Tina Marie Fernandez with Hope Esperanza has been our guest this morning. Appreciate your time, Tina Marie. Hope you get a good showing of people that come out and take advantage of this on Friday.
Thank you.